Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are you somebody who tries to improve your partner or whines? Not me. I am not a whiner. You could talk to my husband and find out if that's true. But, you know, sometimes relationships can take a downturn just from habits, things that you do that really either grate on your partner or can really cause big trouble in your relationship. My guest is research professor at the Institute for Social Research at the University of Michigan, author and therapist, Dr. Terry Orbach. Welcome to the show, Dr. Orbach. So, what about some of the habits that people do that really can cause trouble? I think I mentioned an important one is trying to improve. They always say never try and change someone. Give us some others.
Right, absolutely. You don't want to change your partner. Your partner needs to change and want to change for themselves. Another really important habit that you don't want to do is to wait for special occasions only to express your love. Many couples make the mistake of waiting for a birthday or Valentine's Day to write a special note or to tell their partner how they feel. But what you want to do is give your partner frequent expressions of love. So do or say simple things often to show your partner that you really care about them. And I even recommend doing it on a daily basis. Thank you. I love you. That's wonderful. You're a great dad. You're a great woman. Whatever you can think of. Frequent affirmation is very important.
So what if your partner drives you crazy? How do you do those frequent affirmations when you're like, all you want to do is like stick a fork in their hand?
Well, the one thing that I also found in my own research is that focusing on the negatives, Melanie, what your partner isn't doing, what's annoying you about your partner, is actually the opposite way to approach a relationship. What you want to do is focus on the strengths, the things you like about your partner. Because if you focus on the strengths and you have an optimistic, positive approach, that motivates you to move forward. When you're positive, your partner's more likely to be positive. So instead of trying to fix or focus on the negative, focus on what's going well and what you like about your partner.
Now, what about
another
fighting?
Really annoying...
Well, no, so what about fighting, Dr. Orbach? Because sometimes, and I'm from a big, loud Jewish family, we scream and yell, and then things calm down and we've gotten it out. But what about fighting? Is that picking on the negative, or is picking your battles definitely the way to go?
Well, actually, I see those two different things. First, you want to sweat the small stuff in your relationship. So don't let the small things... Now, I said to focus on the positive, but if something's really annoying you, bring it up to your partner in a positive way. Use your I statements. Because if you don't sweat those small things and you just keep them inside you, they're going to become bigger and bigger. So what starts out as he doesn't put the dishes in the dishwasher, he just puts them in the sink, and you don't tell your partner that that upsets you and annoys you, the next day, the next month, it's going to be he isn't listening, he's not paying attention, he's not respectful. So what starts out as small can become really big and hard to unpack. It's easy to talk to your partner about the dishes. It's much harder months or years down the way when you're really upset and you're focused on he's not respecting me. So first, sweat the small stuff. Second, it's okay to have conflict as long as you deal with it in a positive way. Couples who don't have conflict aren't really dealing with the important things in their relationship. So be respectful. Use your I statements. Don't name call. I wouldn't encourage you to yell and scream. But also don't walk out the door without addressing something if it's upsetting you.
Well, and that's certainly true. The communication is key. What if it isn't, I mean, in almost so many relationships, there's always one who is either smarter than the other or more in love with the other one than the other. Or, you know, when there is an uneven balance, then how do you keep those fights or, you know, discord on an even keel? Because you said don't name call. Women can be mean. We use our words to hurt, you know?
Yes,
how do you keep it level?
Things in the past by the way. We have a hard time letting conflict or things in the past go, Melanie. Women are really good at that. We hold on to it, and we do what I call kitchen sinking. We start off with one issue, and then before we know it, we're to yesterday, last week, and last year. So as women especially, we need to deal with one issue at a time. But in terms of balance in a relationship, I like to think of it as a 5-1 ratio. You want to have 5 positive things happen in your relationship to have 1 negative. So make sure if you do bring something up, you do have some conflict or a disagreement, that you follow it with at least 5 positive things or 5 good experiences. The other thing you want to remember is what I call the law of reciprocity. So if you don't think your partner is respecting, paying attention to you, noticing you, give him or her all of the attention, all of the noticing, all of the frequent compliments. Because what happens is that when we hear all that positivity come toward us, we're just more likely then to notice our partner and compliment them in return. So if you think something's off balance, show your partner, drown them with attention.
What about things like, you know, comparing to other people? Well, you see their marriage is, or, you know, I see him doing this and giving her flowers or whatever. And then that kind of goes along with gossiping about your partner to your girlfriends or to anybody who will listen.
I think what we have to remember is that no relationship is perfect. All relationships have ups and downs. They also have what I call a public relationship, the relationships that you see in public versus the private relationship. So when you make a comparison to your friend's relationship or others' relationships, you're just seeing what they're showing you in public. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So make sure that you just pay attention to your relationship, because it's you and your partner that is having the relationship, and it's realistic expectations that are so important. Now, another habit, Melanie, that's really important not to do is you need to let go of your ex and prior relationships. Don't compare your partner and your current relationship to ones that you've had in the past. Because when you're strongly attached to a past relationship, a past ex or a former ex, or you're continuing to compare a past relationship to the present, you're really not able to move forward and see your relationship in the present and for what it is now.
Well, that's great advice. I mean, for me personally, my husband is way better than any of the guys I ever dated. So that's never really been a problem. We just have about a minute left, Dr. Orbach. So wrap it up for us. Your best advice for habits not to bring up, things that can ruin the relationship. And your book is called 5 Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. I love that. 5 Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great. Dr. Terry Orbach, wrap it up for us.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that what I found is good relationships do not require hard work. Instead, they require consistent, regular attention. So frequent expressions of love, talking to your partner daily about the things that are important, spending time together, and sweating the small stuff are little things, small things that you can do and remember to do with your partner regularly. That's what's important to keeping a relationship good, happy, and long-term.
Well, that is so interesting that she says to sweat the small stuff. Keep a going conversation. Keep the communications lines open. Remember your affirmations. Tell the person how you really feel about them. Tell them you love them. Come up with positive things. For every 1 negative thing, try 5 positive things about them. And remember, some people wish they were in your shoes. You never know what goes on in another person's life. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.